Just as we hide our higher aspects behind our physical appearance, so do the planets. Planets hide spirits of the hierarchies within and around them. And we only have the complete planet when we can see a central core with enveloping spiritual principles. Each planet as a living spiritual being. Within the life of a planet are spirits of movement, akin to our etheric body. And the outer form created by spirits of form. The planet has an unconscious awareness, just as we have an astral body. So it is regulated by spirits of wisdom. And planets move through space, just as we have the will to move. The movement through space is in accordance with the spirits of will or thrones. And seraphim regulate a mutual agreement of movement between planets and are active in how the planets speak to other heavenly bodies. The human being was prepared through planetary impulses. The ether body relates to the sun. The astral body relates to the moon. The ego relates to the earth. Spiritual hierarchies took part in this preparation. And as a part of the spiritual hierarchies, we might ask the question, are we taking part in what or who is to come? This outcome is set by morality and not by science. As far as the cosmos is concerned, setting out to solve spiritual secrets with modern science is akin to wanting to hatch a chick from a hard-boiled egg. We must reach a point of understanding science is not the main, let alone the only thing, when it comes to solving the riddles of life. These ideas are in essence materialistic, heavy and low in vibration. Modern science is like someone who denies the man in the cart is guiding the horses. It looks at the obvious mechanism, not so much what is behind it. Modern science is rooted in passive thinking, thinking from within the confines of the brain, rather than active thinking, thinking from the expanded awareness of the soul. Let us consider another sphere. One that speaks to us not with our instincts, but out of moral obligation. It is important that we exist in a moral way, in terms of what is left behind us. This is obvious when we understand that in a sense we owe our existence to the angels. And new humans will evolve out of what we breathe out today. Now we can begin to understand that from the words or the breaths that were exhaled by the Elohim, earthly man was formed. And with earthly morality, we play a creative part in cosmic order. If we do not behave morally, we work against the Jupiter humans to come, as if to fall out of time with natural evolution. And demons are formed and born through this falling out of time, unable to evolve in a natural way, they become parasitical, feeding off of rather than participating with creation. This is a devolving pathway that goes back to old moon and unconscious impulses, rather than following the natural progression with the earth. We must get beyond ourselves and excess materialism, forever externalizing without questioning our inner actions, thoughts, feelings, and morality. When we become internal and take accountability for our personal morality, we lift out of the confines of the physical body and our thoughts begin to dissolve into the universe. And destiny resurrects the I, united with a living force. That observes life in the right moral way. This is our move into New Jupiter. This is how we take part in what and who is to come.